all times, there is always one of the three jewels lacking.
Yes.
Within the public good, especially within San Francisco right now.
This is Buddhist Past Class of 2020, here for you to learn more about Buddhist perspective, Buddhist teachings, and San Francisco during this pandemic. My name is Nicholas Lee, and I'm here to answer your questions about what the Buddhist Past Class of 2020 wrote about and show you their perspectives and their essays. In this segment, I'll be speaking with Claire Marne about her essay she wrote with Victoria Knifey called The Public Good and Buddhism's Three Jewels. As a native San Franciscan, Claire has a uniquely local idea about the city and its problems. Since Buddhism uses the number three frequently, she has identified three jewels in San Francisco City Hall. It's a fascinating perspective on the city and its many social issues. No, thank you.
Hi.
You know, thank you, Claire, for coming. What was interesting about your essay was how you set it up, right? You know, first explaining what public goods are, then shifting over to comparing the three jewels to San Francisco, right? For the listeners who's listening at home who haven't read your essay, can you explain to them what classifies as a public good and, you know, what it is?
Yeah, so in my eyes, the public good is what's accessible to all, I think. And the public good is when one benefits from a good but doesn't take it away from others, I think. Right now, during our global pandemic, COVID-19, I'd say that the public good, these primary goods, is really struggling right now, because a lot of people of higher socioeconomic status are benefiting from access to masks, to getting groceries delivered, to proper health care, where people of lower socioeconomic status aren't able to have access to these things.
So, you know, you in your article, you talk about the three jewels, right? And connecting that to San Francisco. Can you tell us what each jewel represents?
Yes. Okay. So the three jewels is the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. And in Buddhism, the three jewels is about devotion to the three jewels, and that's a really important aspect of Buddhism. So the first jewel is the Buddha, which represents Buddhahood and the historical figure Buddha himself. And so in terms of the public good, I think that our mayor, London Breed, represents the Buddha, because she stands in a position of power and authority, whereas the Buddha does as well. And then the second jewel is the Dharma. And within the public good, I think that the Dharma represents like the laws or the policies that create the public good. And then the third jewel is, the third jewel is the Sangha, which I think is the sake of the public good. I would say that the Sangha represents community, the general public.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, while reading your essay, right, and having those examples of the three jewels and connecting it to, you know, the Buddha, to the mayor, the Dharma, to the rules and policies of San Francisco, and the Sangha to the community, I think it was very, you know, interesting to follow. And, you know, my next question is, can we go without one of the jewels?
Oh, that is a really good question. And I don't think so. I think that, or I would like to think not. I think that right now, our, at least within San Francisco, the public good within San Francisco is consistently struggling without let's say, all three jewels. I think there's always one jewel that's lacking, whether it's the government or the three, in terms of the three jewels, the Buddha, London Breed, or the higher power. I think that we're struggling with, I think we're struggling with the second jewel, the Dharma, with the laws, the policies. I think we're having a lot of really hard time with policies and laws right now, especially with COVID and people following the laws. And without the structure of the three jewels, I think that everything that is already kind of in the shitter would be more in the shitter. And without the Sangha, the third jewel, the public good, the general public, without the general public, there would be no cycle, you know? But I think that there is always, let's say, like, if we were to say that everything was, if we were to label everything through the three jewels, I would say that at all times, there is always one of the three jewels lacking.
Yes.
Within the public good, especially within San Francisco right now.
Yeah, I think when we talk about the Dharma, right, and that policy of social distancing, you know, mm-hmm. that 6 feet apart, and you know, we see a lot of people in San Francisco, especially when we look at like the Marina, right? They're all close together, especially at the parks, right? We see people close together, see people having you know, a good time, right? And you know, it's, you know, there's that possibility of that resurgence. And, you know, that leads me to my next, go on.
And without this, and also like I think a level of respect between the three jewels, like if the Sangha isn't respecting the Dharma or the Buddha, then there's like not a proper.
Yes. Equilibrium.
Yeah. Yes.
So, you know, that leads me to my next question, right? Which jewel do you think is most important and why?
Oh, wow. I'm going to honestly say that I can't choose one that is most important, because I think I genuinely believe that without, there would be no laws and policies to make if we didn't have the general public. And the general public would not be able to thrive or survive without authority. Without the Buddha. So I think that the three jewels are all so interconnected, interdependent. And I think that really represents the community, the public good, and the community of San Francisco, of how everything is so interconnected and interdependent. But I can't choose one. I refuse.
Yeah, I think, your answer was great, right? They all have to work together, because mm-hmm. you know, if we take out one, you know, back to that last question, right, or second last question, right, if we take out one, it just doesn't work, right?
Yeah,
if we have just the mayor, like the Buddha and like the Dharma, right, and no community, then you know, it just then doesn't work. What's the point? Yeah,
but if we just had the community and the Buddha, but without the Dharma, no policies, no laws, then we would just, things would not go well, I think.
Yeah, it's, you know, that idea in economics of like a trilemma, right? I'm sorry. That's wrong. Yeah.
So, do you have any other questions?
Yeah, so you know, you and Vito have written a lot, right? There's that 1500 word limit. You know, yeah. is there anything interesting you found that didn't make it into the essay?
No.
Okay. Is there anything you want to tell to our listeners?
I'd just like to thank you, Nicholas, for doing this and interviewing not just me, but the whole class. I know that I'm sure you've had to put a lot of energy and time into it and into your thoughtful questions. So thank you.
No, thank you, Claire. It was, you know, we, it's very, uh, Oh yeah. Yeah, it's been an interesting week. But yeah, it's definitely, you know, I know you're busy. I know you're busy right now. We have to let you go. So, you know.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Nicholas. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.